Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Buddy mine is going sandhill crane hunting, Apparently they're known as the ribeye of the sky.
I have heard that. Heard.
You can
they
hunt
taste
those?
Good. I didn't know you can hunt them either. I thought they were like protected.
Yeah,
People fly into Omaha and drive out in the middle of nowhere to see a sandhill crane.
To watch them blown out of the sky.
And then they drive home again. Right?
There is a limited season.
Huh.
All right.
Did not know that.
It's not the season when people come to see them, though, is it?
I don't think so.
That would be funny if it was the same season. All the tourists are there, half tourists, half hunters.
Pow, I remember my dad was flying in Omaha years ago, and he was on a plane with a bunch of people flying in for that. And they were landing that morning, and they were driving out to Grand Island or something like that.
Yeah, Grand Island or Kearney.
To watch all the sandhill cranes and driving back and flying back out that evening. And he goes, that's dumb. But you're right. It should be the same time. And he says it's all a bunch of old ladies and bird watchers and stuff like that. And he goes, you imagine they were going out there and all these hunters just blowing them out of the sky, you know? Yeah.
I knew a guy that ran hunts. They weren't hunting sandhill cranes, but they were following other birds. And they drove out there during that time and went in all camo and stuff to the visitor center. Everybody was out there for sandhill cranes, and they would show up in hunting gear.
Freaking out. You guys did a corporate this past weekend. It sounded pretty interesting, at least the what you said, how somebody introduced themselves to you. Is that the same thing you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we were at the Lincoln Country Club on Friday night. Apparently like a select group of Shriners.
Oh.
Did you have to be invited into this group?
So they're drunks, by the way. They're Shriners or drunks. Right.
It was definitely an older crowd. What, there might have been, what, two people under 50 in there?
Yeah, they wore fancy suits, and Nick looked like he was going to the gym.
Well, what'd you have on?
I
had an Old Navy sweater on, thank you very much.
And what'd you have on, Nick? A t-shirt?
Once I took my sweatshirt off, I had like my corporate show outfits, just jeans and like a nicer shirt and dress shoes.
It
did stand out when everybody else is in a tux.
Oh, yeah. At first,
they were tux.
Black tie?
Black tie. And I guess this group, it's usually an all dudes group, but this was one of two times a year they hang out. They let their ladies
in.
The broads in.
And
so what did the one guy say to you guys when you first walked in there, Walsh? Tell me what you said off the air.
He said, you boys know what you're getting into? I turn and he goes, we're all wealthy Republican business owners.
That means douchebags.
Yeah. I was like, the black tie affair at the country club where the ladies are allowed to hang out at only one other time? Like,
yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. We kind of know what that was. So were they receptive to your comedy?
Every once in a while.
You guys don't get political, though.
No, you know.
No. Yeah.
Nick had.
But I did tell him I thought I was at like a Monopoly Man convention. And one guy didn't appreciate being pointed out like looking like Ebenezer Scrooge, but he did.
Yeah. He looked like Scrooge? Like the one we pictured the most?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick blew my mind. I got done.
I like Monopoly Man convention. That's funny, man. Yeah.
I got done. It was very tepid. Nick went up. And I'm standing
It was very tepid.
I'm standing in the back, and he goes, this is a couple days a year. You guys only let the ladies come out. All the guys like to hang out. He goes, yeah, I get it. My dad's gay.
And that's your first line?
What a bum.
Did it kill? Did it kill?
Not really.
With me, it crushed. Yeah. I did one of those from the back.
And that's all that matters.
They didn't laugh at all?
It was fun. Okay. I mean, it was...
All right.
Yeah, we had fun.
It was about like any corporate.
Is this one of those places where they just allowed black people in like 1997?
Or to wait on you.
Yeah, but it sounds like a very stuffy kind of place.
So did you, Huskers probably got in there. Yeah. Black Huskers probably were allowed to go in there.
Yes.
It was Lincoln. Did you, did you do the gay dad jokes? Because there's some hardcore stuff. That's not corporate.
No, I don't do those at corporate shows.
Yeah, that's like.
I try to stay away from anything like bodily fluid related at the corporate shows.
Which is a lot of your bits, though, man.
True.
They did, but they didn't hate that joke either. There were laughs. I mean, it's my.
Yeah. They were able to laugh at themselves sometimes.
Were there any wealthy black Republican businessmen in the crowd?
No.
Yeah. All right. Surprise. All right.
But you might have been a little too generous.
did you hang out afterwards? You leave.
We all got permitted to thank the dude for having us.
Okay,
he's a big listener. Yeah.
Okay, well that's cool.
Thanks, Zach.
Also, he was there. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's the only reason that we ended up there.
I got Republican friends too, but none of them are rich though. You know, that's a funny part.
But they're all douchebags.
They're all douchebags. Yeah. And they're my friends, but they're douchebags for sure.
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, old school Republican. I don't think they're Trumpers, you know. Tyler Walsh, you got a gig this week, though, right? I'm not a corporate, right, coming up?
Yep, I'm at the Lucky Cat in Cedar Rapids.
All right.
Friday and Saturday.
And Nick, where are you at?
I'll be at the Rockport Country Club in Rockport, Missouri.
No free beer until the Hawkeyes score.
Yeah.
There was another bar in Cedar Rapids that did that. So I assume the Hawkeyes aren't going to score.
Yeah.
They might not even score in their bowl game. Who are they playing? Again?
Who was it?
There's a pretty good chance they could get shut out of that, too, if they're playing anybody good, because Iowa tends not to score when they play somebody good.
The Citrus Bowl against Tennessee.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
Yep. It's going to be Tennessee something, Iowa nothing.
I don't follow football anymore, but it still confuses me how many games the Hawkeyes win, and I still hear even their own fans talking crap about them. They're like, we're not good.
The rest,
won 10 times.
The rest of their side of the division is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did win games. Give them credit. They beat the Huskers.
Yeah, but
they won games.
Their strength
is
schedule.
Two good teams they played, Penn State and Michigan, both blew them out, you know?
I think people are frustrated because they win a lot of games, but they want them to, like, contend for bigger things.
That ain't going to happen. No. No.
Tennessee is a 7.5-point favorite in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl there.
Cheez-It.
And the over-under is 35.5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So you sent me this story. I'm looking at this, Nick. This guy on his deathbed told us what his wife and his daughter that he was...
His daughter.
His daughter, originally.
He was a murderer.
He was on the run, huh?
Yeah, he was. I guess when he was 20, dropped out of college, and he was a vault teller at a bank, and he stole $219,000, which in today's money would be $1.8 million. He stole it in 1969.
That's a lot of money.
And he'd been on the run since. The he said his wife helped him change his name.
Oh, his wife helped him change his name. Okay.
She's still alive.
Is the wife of the mom of this girl?
I think so.
Yeah, probably because you wouldn't want to divorce a girl that helped you change your name.
Right.
Because you have somebody else out there that hates you, that knows you're a criminal, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's a bunch of leverage.
I got no problem with this. I kind of like it. The guy wasn't, he just stole money and ran away. He didn't hurt anybody, right?
Right.
Those kind of stories are always fascinating to me because if nobody was hurt, you always kind of root for the guy to get away with it, you know, to be on the run his whole life.
But I wonder how you get away with that, because when you steal $219,000, and I'm assuming it was cash in the vault. Like,
1969.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier to funnel that. It said he blew through most of that money. It says ritzy digs is what this article says, and at least one bad investment. But at some point in 2014, he borrowed 10 grand from his daughter. So he didn't use his money to set himself up.
But he lived a regular life the rest of his life, right?
Yeah.
Probably a job. How'd he get his name changed? And a lot of times he'll go to cemeteries and get a name off there about a kid that died. You hear those stories. Like a baby cemetery and put a name in.
Let me help the young budding criminals now. If you go to a bank and you get a bunch of cash, if you steal a bunch of cash, you can't spend that money. Don't they mark it? Isn't it flagged? Where are you going to go to spend that money?
I don't know.
I think it'd be a lot easier back then.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
And actually, this I was mistaken. It said that he told the daughter and the mom. The mom was not aware. So I don't think she was helping. I think he'd change his name and stuff on his own.
Oh, he changed his name. Okay, got it. So, he got off his chest, and he was on his deathbed. So, he can't get caught. Good.
He lived for 2 months after the confession.
And they weren't going to say anything, right? They weren't going to knock on him. Gonna arrest him.
I assume that she's now probably making this public now that he is gone.
Yeah.
And can't be thrown in jail for the last days.
Kind of a cool story. I think he murdered a bunch of people, you know?
Now she's got a podcast.
Yeah, well, how long is that going to last, you know?
2 months.
Then she's going to talk about cheeseburgers eventually. Right? It looks like she enjoys them.
And then the edible kicks in.
It's a crowded space.
How old was he when he died? Not like a young guy. He's like a guy.
71, I think.
Oh, okay, good. All right, yeah. Man, just to have it over your back the whole time, man. Knowing that you're wanted.
I think it did say in here that he asked her not to look into it, but of course she did.
Right.
And started Googling it up and found that the investigation was still open. Like, there was still somebody had that case.
But this wasn't an old Western bank robbery where he shot the place up or anything.
No.
He said he took the money.
I remember this story.
He took the money on a Friday, and then the bank didn't realize until Monday
it had been stolen.
So he was, took off.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of the guy at the time. I mean, I watched a little 48 hours about this dude or something. One of those 48 hours, one of those kind of shows. Yeah, he went missing. Did he have a family?
I don't think it said he was a 20-year-old college dropout. I worked at a bank when I was like a 20-year-old college dropout.
Yeah, but you had a family.
I should have been able to pull this off.
No, but your whole family. Did he have a family he lost?
Oh.
When he went on the run.
That's a good question. Like his parents and stuff.
Parents and brothers or something. He had to stay on the run all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Going to jail sucks. A lot of these guys will turn themselves in after a while because they probably feel guilty. But this guy said, screw it. I'm not going to go to jail for this. I'm going to stay out of prison the rest of my life.
You know? You wonder what the punishment would have been if just a few years ago he would have been like, hey, that robbery from 69 was me.
Sometimes they let people, if it's not, you see these kind of stories. If it's not, nobody was hurt, there's a slap on the wrist, maybe there's a couple months in prison, that kind of stuff, you know. If he's left, if he's led an exemplary life since then, you know what I mean? You know? Man, that's a pretty cool story.
Oh yeah,
says they.
Mom and daughter made a pact to spend 1 year grieving after he was dead before sharing the secret with investigators. They were going to say something to the police in June of 2022, but in November of 2021, the U.S. Marshals showed up at their door.
How did they find out?
Not to the bottom yet. I don't know.
They might have told other people and it got out. You know.
They had the slowest detective ever. He's been working on this case since 69.
So, are they under any kind of scrutiny for knowing and not fessing up?
No. Yeah. No, they are not. Okay, it says investigators began digging and unearthed a 2014 bankruptcy filing by the guy in a Boston federal court. The handwriting matched that on a 1967 college application that he had filled out. And so they started piecing things together and showed up at mom and daughter's door saying, hey, and they're like, yeah, we know.
And he wasn't arrested ever since then, because remember, that's the plot line in Fargo. I mean, you don't have to watch the show, but a guy's looking for somebody, and she gets arrested, and her fingerprint's in the database.
Yep.
Bang. Yep. He finds her, and she'd been missing like 10, 11 years on that show. Yeah. Whatever. I'm not wanted for anything, I don't think, you know. I remember seeing this story, though, and the guy, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, Nick. He figured out he could take the money, and Monday it'd be gone, and they wouldn't know anything about it. And like you said, $200,000 is 1.8 now. That's a lot of money in 1969. Yeah. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing he did, and he probably regretted it almost immediately. But
well,
he literally stuffed it
in a paper bag and walked out.
And walked out.
Yeah. Just a regular old paper bag lunch sack. Just, here we go, $250,000.
And there weren't, surveillance cameras back then.
No, there
weren't.
All you did was huff keyboard this stuff when you worked
right.
in the bank.
Yeah. I should have had my focus somewhere else.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
A little more technology
to the parking lot.
Probably don't get away with that today.
Nick just stole keyboard stuff so he could sniff it on the way out.
You did duster at the bank?
My second day. I saw it sitting there, and I just went, and I was like, get to work. And everybody's like, ha, ha, ha. Looking back, I should have been fired immediately.
You worked there a whole year.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Man, I would have loved to get a loan from you.
I don't think Nick was a loan officer.
I could have gotten you a couple extra suckers in the drive-thru. That's about it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.